Dr. Mark McClellan, Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, has a hefty agenda. He says he wants to speed new drug approvals, encourage drug development, and help Americans get safe, affordable prescription drugs. Before taking over at the FDA 10 months ago, McClellan advised President Bush on economics and health policy. He has a PhD in economics, as well as a medical degree. He's in charge of the safety of food, drugs, cosmetics, and medical devices, products that account for 25 cents of every dollar spent by Americans. He says changing the drug approval process is a priority.
It is getting extremely expensive to get a new medication to market today. By some estimates, over $800 million, and it's also very unpredictable. Only a small fraction of the drugs that are tested actually make it into approved applications from the FDA. We want to make that process work better so that we can improve access to affordable medications.
Why do drugs cost twice as much here as they do in Canada?
Canada has a government system of price regulation that sets the price for every drug that every Canadian buys. In the United States, most people buy drugs through their insurance plan, and those plans help them negotiate lower prices, often 40-50% lower than the list prices in pharmacies. But for people who don't have their own drug insurance plan, like many seniors today, they're left paying literally the highest prices in the world.
So now we're going to have those drugs re-imported to the United States. You don't care for that.
Well, some people are importing drugs from abroad, and when you go into a drugstore in Canada, you can be very sure that the drug that you're getting is safe and effective and it's going to work the way that it's advertised to work. The problem is when people buy over the internet or from other long-distance sources, there aren't safeguards in place to make sure that the drugs are handled properly or labeled properly and are delivered properly to the people who are getting them. And those are some real safety problems.
Of course, a lot of people are not taking the drugs they need because they can't afford them. It's a safety issue, too.
That's right. And this is something that people are really angry about. There are more technologies out there that can help them improve their health than ever before, but it's more difficult for people to afford those treatments than ever before. And I think people should be angry that they're being forced to make a choice now between getting drugs that they can be assured are safe and effective and getting drugs that are affordable. We need to do a much better job of this, and purchases over the internet from, you know, who knows where in the world is not the solution to this problem.
That's a tough one. How can you ever be sure that drugs are safe and secure?
Well, I don't know that we ever can get to 100% absolute security. I know that there are many steps that we can take now that can improve the level of security of our drug supply, and we're going to undertake all the efforts that we can given the increasing complexity of threats that we're facing.
Any evidence that terrorists are looking in this direction?
I don't have any specific intelligence related to that, but the bigger problem with counterfeit issues and drug security is in organized criminals going after this as a source of making money. If Willie Sutton were alive today, he'd be making counterfeit Viagra. That's where the money is.
What about dietary supplements? Congress has placed some limitations on your ability to regulate dietary supplements.
They do. Unlike drugs, where a product has to be shown to be safe and effective to our satisfaction before it can get to market, with dietary supplements, we have to prove that a product on the market is unsafe before it can be removed. And that's a real challenge for us because often the evidence that we would like to have, the good clinical studies, the carefully collected information on adverse events and complications, it just isn't there. So we've really stepped up our enforcement efforts on claims made by dietary supplement manufacturers that may not be based on good science. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Something like ephedra, which has been causing some problems.
That's right. Ephedra is a dietary supplement that has been responsible for a lot of the adverse events that we've seen, and we are in the process of completing a comprehensive review of all of the available evidence on ephedra. It's limited because we can't compel that studies be done before the product comes to the market, and we will be taking further action soon to assure the safety of Americans.
You just mentioned claims made by manufacturers of medicines and drugs compared to what they can actually do. Mm-hmm. Is advertising out of control? Are people taking drugs they don't need or shouldn't take?
What we found for prescription drugs is that the advertisements do often get people into the doctor for a variety of infections, diabetes, depression, high blood pressure, and often, at least half the time, they don't end up getting the treatment that the advertisement was promoting. They end up getting a different treatment from their doctor that's more appropriate for their condition. At the same time, though, we've seen a lot of concerns from doctors, especially that people may not be getting an accurate picture of the risks and benefits of the products that are advertised.
Dr. Mark McClellan, brother of White House spokesman Scott McClellan, is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration.